Are you feeling a little superstitious?
Oh, it's Friday the 13th.
It is Friday the 13th. If you head to Oswestry tonight, prepare to be afraid, because there's a zombie apocalypse night tonight and tomorrow. To prevent ourselves from suffering any nightmares, we sent our reporter Alex Seftel to find out more.
So, Paul, tell us what we have in front of us here.
Well, this is the main submachine gun laser weapon that we use. It gives them flash like a real weapon. It reloads, and you'll hear that reload in a second, so they actually realistically run out of rounds. It's more of a battle simulation.
So today's Friday the 13th, and we all know people think that's unlucky. We actually had Friday the 13th last month, but
right.
A considerably more frightening return, perhaps, is the zombies coming back from the dead.
Absolutely.
Let's tell us what's happening here. What's it all about?
Well, the story is we've got a mad scientist that's in the venue. He's the bad guy. He's been concocting chemicals. It's all gone horribly wrong for him. He's now got a virus which has made him the living dead, and he is now a king zombie. What we're asking for people now is to come down and shoot him, basically.
It sounds like great fun, particularly for kids, but I imagine there are people a great deal older who want to have a go as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We've aimed this, the two evenings, it's tonight and tomorrow night, for adults, really. We've got an age bar of sort of 7+ because of the size of the weapons.
I imagine that it may be quite scary, but you're going to play the role of the zombie.
I am.
What's that going to be like?
I've had experience of lots of fancy dress and lots of wearing sort of wounds and things like that. So we're just putting all that together, and we've had a good practice and we've got a good zombie going, hopefully.
So if we move now into the arena, I guess we call it, where the actual situation take place. So tell us sort of how this has come together, how it's been designed.
The way we've modelled it is, I'm ex-military myself, and I've used that sort of knowledge to try and put a few scenarios together. We've tried to put as much in it as possible. As you walk through the first part of the arena, it's a more of a like a broken village. So you've got sort of lots of statues and things lying on the sides, and we've got bunkers so you can hide in. And then as we move through the arena, it goes to a sort of a floral garden with lots of leaves and trees and things like that. And then you go into the chemical plant where the bad scientist is concocting his evil plan. I mean, it's just about having fun. We've all played tag as a kid, and that's basically what it is. It's the guns are a tagging system, so they tag each other, and we score that. So we've tried to amalgamate that fun as a kid and moved it into the Call of Duty, if you like. This is as realistic as Call of Duty that you can be, really. This is a proper battle simulation.
So what was this space used for before? What was it transformed from?
It was just an empty, dark, damp space that was just used for putting football kit in and the odd bit of football posts and a few footballs, really.
Maybe it was haunted.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Oh, I may see another zombie down here before long. We never know. So,
any advice for dealing with zombies?
Just shoot them, really. I think that's the main key, and don't get shot yourself, because the zombies get you. Obviously, you'll become a zombie yourself, and that's not the idea of the night.
Alex Seftel getting tips on how to kill zombies. Yes, things you never think you're going to hear on BBC Radio Shropshire. That was from Paul Farry, who's King Zombie and owner of Black Hawk Laser, which is a new activity centre at Park Hall in Oswestry.